It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I just shared breakfast with André Borgman and Bas Maas from After Forever after an exciting gig in Amstelveen last night. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Reggie.
Good morning, Reggie.
I have some questions for you. At what age did you start playing an instrument?
Well, I started playing guitar, I think, when I was 15 or 16. But I don't know if you can call it playing guitar at that point, but André here was playing much sooner, I think.
The guitar?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was 7 years old, but the same as you. I don't think you can call playing a guitar.
Tingle.
Yeah. So what will you call it then?
Tingle.
Okay.
Playing it with one string, like songs like Smoke on the Water.
So that brings me to my next question. What kind of music style do you listen to? What's your favorite music style?
I would like to say rock and roll, but maybe that people get the wrong idea when I say rock and roll. I really like old style heavy metal and hard rock. Like old bands like Motley Crue or Wasp, Kiss, yeah, bands like these.
So that you start listening to that kind of music when you were very young?
No, I started listening to that kind of music when I started playing guitar, because that was the point when I discovered that music is not only hitting guitars and shouting and screaming. Yeah, that's what people always told me, like hard rock, it's only screaming, shouting. So. No, I really started listening to it much later.
Okay. So how did you become an After Forever member?
Well, maybe you should ask how we could get out of it. No, André, how did you become a member of After Forever?
Well, 3.5 years ago, a guy called Hans Peters from the Access Studio in Rotterdam, he called me up and said, I have this telephone number from a guy called Sander. So I called this guy, and he told me he's playing in a band called After Forever, and they were searching for a drummer. So I met the guy and the rest of the guys of the band, and of course Floor. We talked for a while, and I was in. That was it.
Cool. And Bas?
Well, before I was playing in After Forever, I was their guitar technician. And before that even, I was a school friend of Salma. So and that's how I really got into the band.
So did you guys join other bands before After Forever?
I think I've played in like 15 other bands or something.
Whoa.
Very different kind of styles, even hip-hop and chemical beats. Surprised, Bas?
Yeah.
Cover bands, a band called Impact, a hard rock band, power metal band called Chain Reaction and I Condemn. Yeah, not very famous bands, I think.
No, but you played with another famous band.
I think you mean the band Blind Justice.
Yeah, right. You played with Osdog Posse.
Yeah, quite famous hip-hop rap band in the Netherlands. We always did the support act and then play at the end of the show some songs together. Always sold-out shows and good festivals and really good fun. I did that for 3 years.
So what instrument did you play at Blind Justice and the other bands?
Drums. I'm doomed to play the drums.
You want to play guitar? You want my job?
No. Okay.
No, really. Actually, André is a great guitar player also.
Thank you very much.
And one day we'll have our own rock and roll band.
Hey, don't tell your fans. I'm sure they're not really happy about that.
Oh, we keep on playing in After Forever also, I hope.
Okay. So you listen to heavy metal music. Are the lyrics and the music of After Forever satisfying? Although you're not real gothic fans?
Well, it is much different than the music that I played before, but I still get a great kick out of it, playing it live and writing new songs and new material to participate in that. That was a really great experience too. So no, I feel quite well playing in After Forever.
Good, thank you. And André?
There are a lot of songs I really don't know what Floor is singing about. But I think the latest songs are really, really great lyrically.
I guess you've all had a great impact on After Forever. Did it Chains after you joined the band? Did Us Forever change?
I think Buzz made a very big difference in the band. Because of his performing activities.
It's just when I get on stage, I have to move a lot, and I think Andre has the same idea about playing live, but he's sitting behind this drum kit, can move around a lot.
Damn me.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
What a pity. So how did you experience the developing and recording of Exordium and Invisible Circles?
For me, it was totally different and recording Decipher, because this time we were all at the same time in the studio from beginning to end. So everybody keeps an eye on the other ones playing their thing. I think everybody is satisfied then, because you know you can make compromises with some parts in the music, and that worked very well for us.
Yeah, certainly, I guess.
Well, for me it was the first time to do studio recordings anyway. I'd never recorded a CD before.
So how did it feel?
It was quite hard work, I must say, especially because Sandra and I both played our own guitar parts, and so we had to work together really close to keep our eye on the tightness of the guitars.
Okay. So Us Forever released a DVD together with the mini CD, which shows your recording of My Choice. But you're also starring on the Nightwish DVD. How did that happen, and how does that make you feel?
Great,
yeah, of course. We had a great time with Nightwish and Karen on tour last year.
Absolutely great guys.
And we hang out. We hung out a lot with them, and of course they were playing this Ozzy Osbourne cover and
Crazy Train. And I was really familiar with that song, so I asked Ampu and Marco if I could play this song in the sound check just for fun. And we did that, and Buzz joined in because he can sing this song.
I've played a song with my old band Sedition for 5 years or something. So the guys said, hey, let's do it live.
So we did that. The first time was in 030
was Tilburg. Tilburg.
After the show, Marco told me we would do it at every gig.
He said we're gonna do this every gig, man. So we played it in Berlin and Leipzig also.
Yeah, great fun for me. First time play guitar on stage.
Yeah,
really nice. So of course videotaping, and so that's the way it went on the DVD.
It's amazing. Us Forever has a lot of fans, and not only in the Netherlands, but also abroad. And then there is this fan club. What do you think of the fan club and their activities?
I think it's quite nice to know that there are a few people who are publishing a magazine about our band. I think that's great.
Yeah, and I think it's important for a band to stay in touch with the fans. So, thank you beyond them.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I've been to several of your gigs, and I always see a diversity of people. Can you explain that?
Well, I think that our music is appealing to many kinds of people because of its many different influences, other styles of music that influenced After Forever's music.
So what's the coolest thing about playing in After Forever, and of course, what's the least coolest?
The best thing in playing After Forever are the photo sessions, I think. No joke, no. Live performing, yeah, absolutely. That makes it all worth playing in a band.
Playing live is really the greatest thing to do, I think. And the worst thing, I think, is doing interviews in English.
You're absolutely right, boss.
Well, this was a long and fascinating day. I want to thank you very much for answering my questions.
Thank you for asking.
See you next time.
See you, hopefully.
Bye-bye. Bye.